the way Representative Bill Harris sees it, recent college graduates are saddled with student loan debt that may force them to leave the state, and Montana employers are looking for workers. So as House Bill 239 tries to bridge that gap.
Young Montanans want to work. They want to own cars and homes, and many want to get married and start a family. They're anxious to be part of their community. They want to apply the skills that they've worked so hard to acquire.
To help employers, his bill seeks to give them a slight tax break if they hire, then help pay down an eligible employee's student loan debt. Webb Brown of the Montana Chamber of Commerce supported the bill for contributing to workforce development, although he noted this is a tax credit that will ding the state's checkbook during this current tough budget time. And that's exactly why Eric Fever of the teachers union MEA-MFT rose in opposition to yet another tax credit.
It's terrible tax policy. You know it. You're the tax committee. There are about 30 tax credits already. Our tax code looks like Swiss cheese. And what tax credits create is a constituency for that credit. And so once adopted, those constituents will come in and session after session fight to maintain their credit no matter how bad the state's fiscal condition may be.
The estimated cost to the state is just over $1.3 million a year, and it would need another part-time Department of Revenue employee. Because of the cost, the sponsor proposed an amendment with his bill to reduce the amount of the tax credit and delay the implementation date. The House Taxation Committee did not immediately vote on the bill. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, the State Capitol.